USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Top military official says a Herculean effort is underway to evacuate folks from Afghanistan's capital city of Kabul. Army Major General Hank Taylor stressing that the city's airport remains under U.S. military control and is secure. His comments come as the Taliban has effectively taken control of the Afghan capital. Tennessee Republican Congressman Mark Green tells Fox News what he's been telling veterans who are concerned about what's going on in Afghanistan.
For 20 years, your sacrifice bought us freedom from a terrorist attack. It was valuable. What happens now is on Joe Biden and his administration. The failure to properly get out of the country is his fault, not ours.
Johns Hopkins University is reporting the United States is surpassing 37 million cases of COVID-19 since the start of the pandemic. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
In a new poll released by Gallup on Tuesday, 49% of U.S. adults say they have tried marijuana, a new high watermark in the survey giant's research. The company noting the percentage has steadily risen in the past 50 years, with a sharp rise from 4 to 22% around the 70s. It stood at 30% in 1985 and then 40% 6 years ago. Just 12% of participants in the new poll say they smoke marijuana. The company is saying the percentage has hovered in that 11 to 13% range for the past few years, even though the percentage of adults who say they smoke cigarettes has declined. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg. House Democrats are introducing the John Lewis Voting Rights Act. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announcing the Democrats will move to pass the bill when the House comes back next week. The House also will be looking into the infrastructure bill that was passed in the Senate. USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
A new report from the Department of Health and Human Services revealed the startling number of younger children are becoming infected with the highly transmissible Delta variant as many students gear up to return to school in the fall. Currently, only the Pfizer vaccine has been authorized for adolescents and teens ages 12 to 17. As far as when we can expect the vaccine for children under the age of 12, former FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb tells CNBC,
well, FDA has extended the scope of the trials that it wants in the pediatric population, so it's asked for more data, more children to be enrolled in those trials, and it wants longer-term follow-up on the kids in those trials. And so that's pushed out the timeline when that authorization could happen. Now, my belief is that if we start seeing a bad situation with respect to children as they go back to school, the FDA will be in a position to make an earlier authorization. So there will be interim points when they can look at that data and make an authorization earlier if they feel they have to. They have to make a vaccine available sooner. Hopefully things go well. We don't continue to see the same rate of death and disease in children that we're seeing right now. And FDA is in a position to make an authorization on the timetable that they've scheduled. Out. But I think that they'll have some flexibility around that if, in fact, we start getting into trouble.
McDonald's announcing on Tuesday that starting September 1st, for a limited time, they will be selling a glazed donut. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.